Bad news.
Bad news for the state.
Bad news for capital.
Bad news for patriarchy.
Bad news for all forms of domination.
Bad news. Angry voices from around the world.
Our monthly info show from anarchist and anti-authoritarian radio projects worldwide.
If these news are bad, I don't want to be good.
Hello, dear listeners. A warm welcome to the 99th episode of Bad News, Angry Voices. It's on me to edit another show of this great project. We started it back in June 2017 and it was released since then nearly every month, so that we will be able to celebrate already episode 100 next month. We can be excited if there will be some kind of special next month, or if we just go another 100 episodes until we have a big party. But first things first, in this show you are listening to, we will have the following contributions. Radio 1431 AM from Thessaloniki, Greece, with different short news from the Greece territory. The comrades from Črna Luknja, based in Ljubljana, Slovenia, shared two calls from comrades from Sofia and Budapest about mobilization against Lukov March and so-called Day of Honor, two of the biggest neo-Nazi rallies in Europe. Radio Ausbruch from Freiburg, Germany, prepared a feature about debanking against anti-fascist structures in Germany for you. And last but not least, we will have another satirical piece composed by members of A Radio Berlin. Alright, let's get started. After some music, we will have short news from Greece, followed by the call against the so-called Day of Honor in Budapest.
On 31st of January, a fascist demo was programmed regarding the anniversary of EMEA. The fascists planned to gather near the White Tower, a very central region of Thessaloniki. Anti-fascists came from early on and they inhabited the place so fascists could reach the destination. After that, the anti-fascists marched in central streets, where they got hit by cops, resulting in four arrests. The indictment is composed of seven charges, of which one is considered a felony, and the Antifa comrades charged cannot leave the country until court begins.
On February 3rd, late at night, near the island of Chios in Greek waters, a boat overloaded with 40 refugees, according to pro-government media, hit a coastal guard boat. That was proved as a false political propaganda, as 15 people died with fatal brain injuries. Also, 25 people were injured severely, having many organ failures, two of which were pregnant women that suffered miscarriages. A 31-year-old was charged with human trafficking and is pre-detained until the trial. He pleads innocent and has requested for the cameras on the coastal boat as evidence, which officials say they were turned off because they weren't considered necessary. A reporter asked the government representative if this was considered a rescue operation or a pushback, in which the representative answered that they have total trust in the coastal guard and that the boat wasn't in Greek waters. Later, he threatened to sue the reporter for altering the meaning of his speech, offending him and refusing to answer follow-up questions. Moreover, the Migration and Asylum Minister passed a law saying that illegal immigrants will be put in jail or taken back to their country.
On February 6th, a punk live took place at the Aristotle University of Thessaloniki for the economic support of political prisoners. At the same time, a few meters away from the university, very strong crashes between the anarchists and cops were taking place, leaving a cop heavily injured. Later, a plethora of police force surrounded the music live and entered the university by force, where they took 313 people in police detention, where they beat up and broke the arm of one of the detained people. Afterwards, the people in police detention were freed.
In the beginning of January 2026, a powerful explosion took place at the Violanda biscuit factory in Trikala, causing a major fire. During that time, 13 people were working in the factory, of whom 5 female employees lost their lives and 6 were injured. The explosion is attributed to a long-standing propane gas leak, with the gas accumulating under the building and due to the presence of sparks from the electromechanical equipment, an ignition was caused. It is clear that we are talking about another workplace murder due to employer negligence. The safety measures were non-existent, as there were no gas detectors and the reports of employees about a gas smell in the building before the incident had not been taken into consideration.
The Hungarian government made anti-fascism officially illegal through legislative means. Anti-fascist activists are under surveillance, demonstrations are banned. The new legislation makes room for limitless repression. At the 14th of February, there is going to be an international Nazi meeting in Budapest called the Day of Honor. Nazi Rock Festival, Nazi Grand Meeting, Nazi Tour, with several thousands of attendees. The anti-fascist counter-demonstration is banned. Several hundred policemen are going to protect the Nazi event. And in the meantime, hunt for anti-fascists. We all ask anti-fascists to protest the Hungarian fascist regime at the 14th of February, show international solidarity before embassies, consulates, or any other sorts of Hungarian state-sponsored facilities. Also, today marks the last day and the verdict day of the case of Maya, and we, all anti-fascists, are in solidarity with her and every imprisoned anti-fascist in and around the world. Down with Orbán's fascist system.
Here we have to add that the recordings were sent before the final verdict in the Budapest complex case, where 3 international anti-fascists were sentenced to 2, 7, and 8 years of prison. Solidarity with the imprisoned, free them all.
Luces de neón, clean clean, monedas llaves, olores delicados y voces suaves, máquinas con claves, carros como naves, el envoltorio está vacío y sabes que lo sabes, sales de tu casa cuando todavía tienes sueño, de pequeños nos jodió la seño, hoy no nos seduce este mundo de diseños, es verdad que las personas y los perros se parecen a sus dueños y a la gente no le gusta su rutina, por eso unos viajan cuando pueden y otros pillan cocaína. Ya sea en el aula, el tajo, en la oficina, todos buscan adrenalina cuando el viernes se termina. Si no te mueves nunca notas las cadenas, en la arena chocas enseguida con todo lo que te frena. El dogma del término medio me quema, un mundo extremo exige posiciones extremas y yo no sé ver las cosas de forma distinta. Las grandes historias nunca se escriben con medias tintas, Nos lo están robando todo por la cara y es la gente que se revela la que te parece rara. Si nos va un día más en esta cámara de gas, ya no queda ni oxígeno y tú bailando drum and bass. Nadie se siente responsable. Parece que todo lo que acontece sea inevitable. Eterno presente, carente de referentes que valgan para mejorar los que son deprimentes. Potenciales triunfadores buscando protagonismo. Yo prefiero a los sinceros, que al menos son ellos mismos. Desprecio a los canallas y los necios que no respetan nada y le ponen a todo precio. Así las cosas, solo veo una opción, como los Judas Price, socio, breaking the law. Suelto los platos y la base me motiva. Escasos los motivos para seguir con esta vida. Heridas, marcas, sensaciones, batallas que perdimos solos en habitaciones. Enfermos sin pasión, enfermos sin pasiones. El único culpable de matar mis ilusiones, visiones, sueños, sentimientos que mueren día a día entre los coches y el cemento. Luces de neón, clean, clean, monedas, llaves. La vida que llevamos nos convierte en culpables. Chicos reales, lluvias o portales. Rutinas nos devoran sin cortar nunca los cables. Sabes de qué hablas cuando hablas de este fraude. La pena en las aceras, la muerte en hospitales. Tristeza en miradas, lanzan los chavales que saben de esta vida lo que no saben sus padres.
You are still listening to Bad News, angry voices from around the world, and now we're gonna listen to the feature about debanking produced by the comrades from Auspro.
Fuck off! Fuck off! We want freedom! Freedom! All your racist, sexist policies! We don't need them! Freedom!
Auspro.
Die Antirepressionswelle.
Nachrichten und Themenbeiträge zu Repression und Aktivismus.
Jeden vierten Sonntag auf RDL 102,3 MHz.
This report is about current repression against anti-fascist and left-wing solidarity groups in Germany. Anti-fascists are being imprisoned and taken to court. At the same time, the left is facing another serious problem. Bank accounts have been closed. This includes the accounts of Rote Hilfe, a solidarity organization that has existed for 100 years now. This repression is likely connected to the fact that a constructed anti-fascist group in Germany has been classified as a terrorist organization in the United States by Donald Trump. On January 31, Rote Hilfe organized a nationwide day of action, and in Freiburg we were there with our radio group Ausbruch on a demonstration, and we want to share this issue with you using short excerpts from speeches. Yeah, about 100 people joined the demonstration, even though it was not very large, but people came from different parts of the radical left in Freiburg. And the first speech is from the Rote Hilfe group Freiburg. In November and December 2025, solidarity-based organizations and individuals lost their bank accounts. Often without a clear explanation, sometimes immediately. This practice is called debanking. It means being excluded from basic financial services, which in practice also means exclusion from participation in society. Those affected are initiatives that work against war, repression and social exclusion. Rote Hilfe is one of these affected initiatives. It now fears for its existence after Sparkasse Göttingen, its bank, and the cooperative bank GLS terminated its accounts. Donations can no longer be received. Membership fees can no longer be collected. Legal costs can no longer be paid. The likely trigger is the classification of Antifa Ost in the US sanction list. By showing solidarity with anti-fascists, Rote Hilfe has now itself come into the crosshairs. They write, after the termination period ends, we will close and settle your accounts, according to the letter from GLS. The deadline is February 28th. Since then, Rote Hilfe has contacted 20 banks and either received no response or, in the case of Ethik Bank, a rejection. Rote Hilfe was already active in 1921, more than 100 years ago, including here in the southwest of Germany. Even then, it was constantly under surveillance and subject to attempts at suppression. Back then, money was already being collected for political prisoners and refugees, which from the state meant state persecution. In December 2018, Horst Seehofer of the CDU launched a frontal attack on Rote Hilfe, calling for a ban. For the time being, this remained just a threat without consequences. For now, banks and politics are seamlessly continuing the repression of the last 100 years by trying to squeeze Rote Hilfe economically. And this time administratively. That is, without a ban and without a court ruling. The political imbalance becomes particularly clear in the example of Göttingen. Last summer, people demonstrated in front of the Sparkasse there because it provided an account to the AfD, the far-right party in Germany. At the time, the bank said it was obliged to do so. Today, the same bank is criticized for taking an account away from Rote Hilfe. Giving an account to the AfD while terminating one for the anti-fascist support organization is not neutrality. It is a political decision. Debanking here is not occasional, but structural. Currently, it affects Rote Hilfe. Next, for example, autonomous spaces, queer and feminist initiatives, abortion concealing centers, and similar groups may be targeted. They are already in the crosshairs of the US government. If US sanctions lists are effectively deciding who can hold a bank account here, this is a massive attack of emancipatory structures. This affects not only anti-fascist groups, it affects all left-wing and convenient actors in general. That's why we say, stop sanctions and debanking, reserve all account terminations. The following speech was given by the Federal Executive Committee of the Rote Hilfe Germany.
Liebe Genossinnen, liebe Freundinnen, liebe Sympathisantinnen.
Dear comrades, dear friends and supporters, for many years we have seen more and more repression at all levels. Right now, there are two large trials against anti-fascists, one in Dresden and one in Düsseldorf. In these trials, completely absurd charges have been made up. In earlier cases, in the same context, a loose collection of evidence was enough to justify very harsh sentences. Last year, we saw the illegal extradition of Maya. Maya was then faced with a show trial in Budapest, which is now close to ending. Again and again, we see unlawful demands and practices by the federal government. Every new police law limits our freedoms a little more. Recently, some federal states have allowed to use the Palantir software against civilian population. Now the Minister of the Interior wants to expand the power of the Domestic Intelligence Service even further. In the middle of all these developments, we are now facing a new form of repression, debanking. At the beginning of this winter, two banks closed our accounts, and we are not the only ones affected. Before us, the DKP and the anarchist Black Cross Dresden were targeted as well. We want to express our solidarity with them once again. In addition to cops who are not held responsible to their own actions, a justice system that favors the rich and reproduces an social injustice and a domestic intelligence service in which far-right ideas continue to exist. Left-wing groups and organizations are now being weakened by cutting them off from the payment system. We can promise that we are working hard to stay able to act, but even as a large organization, we are only a small part of this system.
the more important questions are: who will be next? What will be the next level at which left-wing structures face a new form of repression? And what kind of social climate makes this possible? Before this, the supported group Antifa Ost was put on the US terror list. Did the German government clearly stand up for its own sovereignty? No, instead, Europe submits to every new imperialist push from abroad and also finds its own ways to support the shift to the right. For us on the left, this can only mean one thing. Dear comrades, now, more than ever, it is time to stand together in solidarity, to organize and to fight for our ability to act. Now more than ever, we must stick together and not allow ourselves to be intimidated by new forms of repression. Thank you for being on the streets with us today, not only for us, but for an entire movement that lives from and through solidarity, and that we urgently need in these dark times. Solidarity is our weapon.
Gegen den Faschismus, alle zusammen! Gegen den Faschismus, alle zusammen! Gegen den Faschismus, alle zusammen!
Gegen den Faschismus, alle zusammen! Gegen den Faschismus!
And a few more additions from mid-February. It has come to light that the accounts of another anti-fascist organization have been closed at another bank, specifically the accounts of the Berlin Association of Persecutees of the Nazi Regime, Federation of Anti-Fascists, VVNBDA, and three of its member associations have been closed. It is possible that the Postbank terminations are also related to the US sanctions list. And Maya, the anti-fascist from Jena, accused in the Budapest trial, was sentenced to 8 years in prison. Maya is accused of attacking neo-Nazis in the margins of the international neo-Nazi event Day of Honor in Hungary. She was arrested in Berlin in December 2023, and in June 2024, Maya was taken to Budapest in a secret night operation. We see this deportation as politically motivated by the right. And in January 2025, the German Federal Constitutional Court also ruled that the extradition to Hungary was illegal. The sentence of 8 years in prison has now been handed down, despite the incomplete accusation, which is based only on circumstantial evidence.
Free Maya! Free, free Maya!
Free Maya! Free, free Maya!
No Nazis on our streets 2026. 14th of February, Sofia. More than 15 years we have been in the streets and we are still going strong and showing an alternative to a very conservative post-Soviet society like ours. We stand against Nazis in the streets who attack migrants and LGBTQ kids, pretending to establish the rule of the gangs, while their leaders are deeply involved with serving political interests, when necessary, and dealing with drugs the rest of the time. We stand against fascists in parliament and institutions who vote antisocial, ultra-neoliberal when it comes to budgets and ultra-conservative when it comes to education. Institutions that evict Roma people from their precarious homes, which crush workers' protests and strikes with force. Institutions that work against us. We stand against the far-right trend in media, giving fake news, defending those in power and keeping silence for all abuses, locally and worldwide. As anti-capitalists, we are fighting the oppression of a system where the price of housing is growing at the fastest rate in the poorest country of the European Union. No Nazis on our streets stands against repression, from the ongoing massacre at the external border of the European Union to cops torturing 20 years old for expressing dissent in the city center of our capital. No Nazis on Our Streets is internationalist. We express our full solidarity with Hungarian comrades for the severe repression they're facing, and we warn that exchanging freedom for security means losing them both, for all of us. We watch with worry how social spaces are evicted in Italy and elsewhere. We monitor the growth of authoritarianism in the US and not only. We stand against the proliferating war and militarization of society, and we stand by the side of the Palestinian people suffering a genocide and the Kurdish resistance fighting for its very existence and for the values of the revolution.
Espera que te diga un par de cosas lindas, un par de cosas feas, un par de cosas viejas. Mi madre me llamaba ley del esfuerzo mínimo y yo le reclamaba las pagas del domingo. Los años van pa'lante, no es problema, ya la paga. Yo curro entre semana y los findes busco casa recorriendo las movidas. Ahora las convierto en rimas, reestructuro mis ideas y yo paso de bandera reafirmándome en mis lemas. Lemas de libertad, lemas de lealtad y de sinceridad, construyendo en mi mente actitudes anarquistas como algunas lo dirían. Yo diría de despego a cualquier autoridad, defendiendo la verdad, perseguir y construir a mi alrededor todo aquello bueno que tengo en mi interior para poder así aprender a vivir. Y es que miro el mundo y me parece tan hostil. Si te empanas un momento te irradian de energías negativas, malas sabidurías y creencias religiosas, y entre cemento y baldosas escaparates de moda que te dibujan las formas y te conducen al conformismo. Y a votar por cotidianidad sin pararte a pensar en si eso es perpetuar algún que otro problema de esta sociedad. A ver si será verdad. Si agacho la cabeza me señalan por pasar. Si miro al frente y pienso me acusan de actuar. Algunas no me escuchan porque soy muy radical y otras que me escuchaban ahora me miran mal. Y mil veces me tropiezo con mis incoherencias maleantes, sigilosas, contradicciones de goma moldeables. ¿Qué le voy a hacer? Reconocer las cagadas, pues ya que es lo más honesto para rectificar y aplicarme el cuento. Cuentos que me contaban ahora yo los contaré. Créeme, yo no sé nada, pero sé que no estaré defendiendo a algunos pocos, repitiendo sus eslóganos. Los míos me erizan los poros, aunque sea cosa de locos. Claro tengo que no quiero ni en mi casa ni en los centros agresiones día y noche, se pasean tan campantes. Más yo quiero deshacerme de los roles de poder que la gente de la calle ejerce por placer, el que ejerce el profesor que decide tu futuro convirtiéndolo en un número, el que ejerce el policía que decide a quien castiga, y el poder que ejerce el juez quiere encerrar esta vez. Pues os cuento mi poder, ver que para mí es injusto tanto el juez, el policía o la misma Virgen María o la compañera mía que me miente cada día y no me respeta. Mira qué cosas tiene la vida, ahora yo tengo el poder de cambiarme a mi placer. Ahora yo tengo el poder de cambiarte a tu placer. Si agacho la cabeza me señalan por pasar. Si miro al frente y pienso me acusan de actuar. Algunas no me escuchan porque soy muy radical y otras que me escuchaban ahora me miran mal.
And now the satirical one, delivered by A Radio Berlin.
So, what are we talking about today?
What people are supposedly talking about.
Which is?
Maduro.
As in Naduro?
Yes, Maduro.
The former president of Venezuela?
Former, current, depend on who's counting, whose interests are involved and which foreign ministry you ask.
And why Maduro?
Because he's relevant, fashion relevant.
Of course.
His tracksuit.
I hate everything about it. The suit, the airplane photo.
Google loves it.
How do you know that?
Google Trends, the global mood ring for bad ideas.
What were people actually searching for?
Maduro, Nike.
Naturally, Nike.
Revolution, but please with a swoosh.
Another one of those.
Who else?
Fidel Castro.
Right, Adidas tracksuits.
Socialism, just make it breathable.
Anti-capitalism in sponsored gear.
So people aren't interested in hunger, sanctions or repression.
No cuts, logos and authenticity.
The autocrat is a style influencer.
Politics is just content now.
The revolution isn't broadcast.
But it is worn. Size L. Moisture wicking.
Since we are already talking about Venezuela.
Don't tell me it's Maduro again.
No, Trump.
Oh no, please don't.
I get it. Anyone who wants daily exposure to Trump needs a thick skin.
You mean because of Greenland?
Not quite.
Or because you need the broom handle to scratch the back of your head just to keep up?
Ah, you mean the cow Veronica, the one famously skilled with the broom.
Exactly.
No, even the cow would be too intelligent for Trump nonsense.
Got it. You mean the Board of Peace.
Yes.
I've heard of it. Why is he doing that?
Trump is unhappy with the UN.
Too many countries, not enough Trump?
So he's founding a Board of Peace.
Peace. Sounds respectable. And who decides?
Trump.
Of course.
That's what it's called, the Board of Peace.
Because self-enrichment club sounds a bit hostile.
He's the chair.
Democratically elected?
For life.
Ah, democracy archived.
He also represents the United States.
Dual role. Efficient.
If he ever leaves office, he stays chair.
Physically or metaphysically?
He appoints his own successor.
Meritocracy then.
Take three guesses who that will be.
One of his children or his mirror image?
Long live the great chair.
For life, at minimum.
Speaking of for life, politicians say we are not working enough.
Let me guess, we are lazy.
Yes, which is funny. I thought there was such a thing as the right to be lazy.
Keep dreaming. Where else would economic growth come from?
True. German Chancellor Merz says growth doesn't come from work-life balance.
At best from work-work balance.
Anyone who can work more should work more, they say.
Translation: you are only allowed to be lazy if you have children or someone to care for.
No wonder German conservatives complain about lifestyle part-time work.
I can already see it. State-certified legitimate reasons for part-time hours.
Plus a bonus program for giving up part-time work.
And of course, a national laziness index.
Anyone scoring high is officially declared in breach of solidarity.
So it is about solidarity.
Yes, solidarity with capital via unpaid overtime.
It's only one extra hour, says Bavarian state premier Söder. Can't be that bad.
Right, anyone who works less is harming Germany as a business location.
The business location is fragile, can't handle kids, caregiving or a spine.
And burnout? Just a luxury illness of the lower middle class.
Come on, you wage-dependent idiots. Prove your patriotism by working more, while the billionaires laugh all the way to the bank.
What's still missing?
The so-called Bürgergeld, Germany's current basic income benefit model.
You mean the new basic security?
Yes. Back to the future. Schröder-era future with its famous welfare cutbacks.
So what's coming our way?
A regime of distrust.
Every application a suspect case.
Exactly. Every mistake, a character flaw.
In the end, they say the system has to remain sustainable.
And what do they mean by that?
They mean people. Sustainable under pressure.
For everything.
The welfare states get smaller, control gets bigger.
They call that efficiency.
Living healthy becomes a moral duty.
If you're poor, you're clearly doing it wrong.
And anyone who objects is accused of defending fraud.
Nasty, but effective.
A classic move.
Morally disqualify criticism.
So what's left of the welfare state?
A narrative and a lot of paperwork.
And trust?
Was never part of the design.
That's the end of episode 99. Tune in to episode 100, estimated available around the end of March. And meanwhile, support your anti-fascist allies worldwide. Ciao!
right in the middle of Sindagma Square right now. Police is behind me.
Many police officers have been hurt. Men and women who are trying to protect democratically elected leaders.
Bad news. Angry voices from around the world. Local anarchist and anti-authoritarian radio shows on one spot.
Tune in every 15th of the month.
More information on a-radio-network.org.
What's a revolution to you? To kill the bosses and take their money.